and the AFC divisional playoff round as the Ravens get set for a rematch against Peyton Manning and the Broncos. Good evening. Welcome into Ravens One-on-One. Jerry Sandusky with you. Happy to have our special guest tonight, Ravens defensive lineman Arthur Jones. Arthur, congratulations on the wild card win, and it is back to a quick turnaround as the practice and the work week start today, typically on your day off today.
Yeah, first and foremost, thanks for having me. Yeah, we had an awesome practice today. It was a short week, and you know, guys are just eager. You know, this is a new season. It's 2013. You know, the last time we played them was last year. So guys are just really motivated. And right now, you know, I'm more motivated than ever. You know, we got Ray Lewis, you know, all the stuff that he's done for our program. And, you know, I'm just really living in the moment right now, enjoying myself and, you know, just enjoying practice.
The moment is a powerful thing in football. If you go back a month ago, this was a team that seemed stuck in the mud emotionally. It was the end of the regular season. You had a losing streak. Everybody was doubting you. And then all of a sudden, you play a spectacular game against the Giants in Week 16, strong against the Colts in the wild card match. And now this looks like a team very much in position to do what it wants to do, which is get one step closer to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I feel like we're playing as a team now, all phases, special teams, offense, defense, and we're really clicking right now, and we're really excited where we're going.
Ray Lewis was already talking about Denver, and we're going to talk about Denver a lot, but before I do, you were in the huddle and on the field with Ray Lewis in his comeback game and his farewell game in Baltimore. Give us a sense of what it was like to be in that environment that close. We all saw it, but you experienced it 2 feet away.
Definitely. It's a day I will never forget, you know. Something I'll tell my kids about, my grandkids, their grandkids, if I'm still alive, you know. It was beautiful. You know, Ray Lewis, it was an emotional moment for our team. And, you know, I remember just looking back time to time and just staring, you know, between plays and like, wow, this is Ray Lewis. You know, this is his last home game. And, you know, it was just really emotional. And I had to fine-tune myself, get myself ready to play and, you know, play well because I didn't want to be that guy to disappoint. And, you know, I thought it was really important that we got that win for him.
You use the word disappoint. Since Ray Lewis has been here, it seems like not disappointing Ray Lewis is one of the five greatest motivators everybody on this team has.
Absolutely. He's a guy that we respect and we love, and he's done so much for this town, this city, this organization, and you know, he means so much to us. And you know, that's a guy you definitely don't want to disappoint.
And now you have momentum. This is a team that didn't have momentum at the beginning of December. You have it at the beginning of January. Watching you and your teammates come off the practice field today, you sense it. This is a team that has that confidence back, isn't it?
Absolutely. You know, we feel great. You know, it's a one-game season, you know, and guys really understand that. It's a tournament. You lose, you're out. You go home. And it's a team that, beginning of the season, start of the season, you know, there's a lot of teams in the NFL that we call them frauds, you know. They think they're big and tough, but when the whole season windowed down, you know, there's only a few teams that's going to be in that tournament. And we knew from the beginning of the season from OTAs we're going to be one of those teams. And, you know, everything's lined up perfectly. We're right where we want to be. And, you know, our story still isn't written. And we're gonna keep fighting and getting better.
Saturday in Denver, the conditions will be brisk, to say the least. They're calling for temperatures between 10 and 16 degrees, possibility of snow. You're uniquely outfitted for that.
That's football weather.
Right, you played college ball at Syracuse.
Absolutely, yeah. And, even though it was a dome, you know, I had Greg Robson and Coach Marone, which is now the Buffalo Bills coach. They didn't believe in the indoor practicing. You know, we were outside. Even though we had a nice warm dome, we were outside all the time. And, you know, it's something you don't get used to. It's cold weather. It's something you just do. And it's kind of like Nike, just do it, and we'll be ready to play.
Does it impact the defensive game plan at all? Because the field's probably frozen. I don't know if it's heated underneath or not, but if you throw in wind, I mean, these are not ideal football conditions. Share with us how a defensive player looks at weather-impacted games.
I love it. I love cold weather games. As a defensive player, you know, I feel offense, you know, a lot of offense don't come to play when it's cold out. You know, quarterbacks usually take their not saying anything, you know, not taking anything from Peyton Manning, you know, but usually, you know, it takes a quarterback a lot longer to warm up. They don't want to get hit. Running backs fumble, you know, just the abnorm happen in games like this. And, you know, I think it works to a defense advantage.
And the chance to put Peyton Manning at 0-4, because he's 0-3 in playoff games under 50 degrees. He does not have a great track record.
Is that what it
is? Cold weather. Yeah, he's 0-3 in postseason games that are the temperatures less than 50 degrees. It's going to be way less than 50 Saturday in Denver. He's also 0-1 on Saturday games. So part of dealing with an icon, and he is deserving of the phrase an icon. He's one of the greats of all time.
Absolutely.
But part of dealing with that, I would imagine, is looking at him as a number and not as a legend. Is that accurate?
Absolutely. You know, when you play against a guy like that, you're playing against that team. You know, you're playing against the Denver Broncos, not Peyton Manning. You know, they got a lot of guys on the team that are threats. And hats off to him. He's a great player and well respected. But you know, he's in the way of our vision and our goal. And our goal is to get to that Super Bowl.
Arthur Jones is our guest. You're listening to Ravens One-on-One. We invite you to join us at 410-467-WBAL. Toll-free 1-800-767-WBAL. Verizon Wireless star sign WBAL. AT&T pound sign WBAL.